Case number 10533, Raymond E. Thomasetti Jr., south of Route 20, 1,595 feet east of Schufelt Road. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Bruce Enright, 2 Bridle Ridge Circle, Lewis, Delaware, 10958.
Do you swear a firm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Ray Thomasetti. I represent Mr. Wright. We've submitted a application for a variance, and attached to the application are 2 surveys, and we're seeking a 10.8-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard and a 13.6-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a garage. The garage has been there pre-1990, and Mr. Wright will testify since he's lived in the neighborhood since the 2 owners back when they owned the property, so he'll testify about how long it's been there. Also, in looking at the assessment records, I've attached as Exhibit D the actual card that shows that it was described as a shed sometime in 1990, showing the dimensions. It was added on the second page of Exhibit D. It shows it was added to the assessment records on February 23rd of 1990. It was referred to as a shed. There's only 3 outbuildings on the property, this being one of them. Mr. Wright purchased the property in July of this year and contacted the one of the attorneys who handled the settlement 2 settlements before 2001, contacted his office, and his office stated that when the survey, which is Exhibit C, was recorded as part of the deed, it was stamped by Planning and Zoning, showing approves existing lot survey only. And his office took that because it was stamped, that there was no need for a variance. We're here because we believe there is a need for a variance, and we're seeking to correct the setback violation. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, given the time period in which it's been there. And Mr. Wright, who is here, also owns property across the street and also other properties in the immediate neighborhood, so he has personal knowledge. You want to tell the board about your knowledge of the property?
No, I'm not seeking to change anything, and I'm not going to change anything. The building has been there. I was born in 1967. The building has been there at least since 1970. It's my recollection of it. I grew up right across the street from it. We're not changing anything or wanting to do anything. We just want to make sure that in the future, if I ever do decide to sell it, that there's no problems. Mm-hmm. I bought it from an estate. Mr. Waters passed away.
And the Waters owned the property. The parents owned it from 2001 to 2009. Prior to that, it was owned by Mr. and Mrs. Willie.
Yeah. They built it in 1966.
They owned it since 66 to 2001. I just call your attention to the 2 surveys which you attached. The one that was done in 2009, which calls it a garage, there's a shed and a pool house. And then the one that was done in Exhibit C was done in 2001.
Right.
It looks like it calls it a garage, and then it says utility building and another utility building. So that adds up to the 3 which are shown in the records in 99.
I was going to say the property hasn't changed. It's had everything that it's always had ever since I've been alive. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. McGate?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? That's the question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Madam Secretary?
No correspondence.
All right. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, we have one in the back. Sir, would you like to speak?
Yeah, I just want
to. Well, we need to come forward and be sworn in then, sir. Need to go down and be sworn in, sir.
Your name and address, please.
James Covey,
4192 Stein Highway.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I hope so.
Okay. We expect that.
Well.
You can have the podium.
What I want to do, I want to just find out that, you know, there, this is just not a variance they're clearing, because I understand that there was never even a permit to put this building up. But we own property joining to it across the back and down the side. So, you know, I don't want to see a garage opening up there with restrictions. You know, we've got, all of our lots had the same restrictions out there in the development. And I just want these things cleared up. I'm not trying to oppose it, because it's been there, will you say 90?
That pieces.
I think it's been there longer than that.
Yeah,
because we built in 70, and then they built, I don't know just how long. But, you know, I just don't want somebody come along putting, we give a clearance, and then they come along put, if he sells the property, and they come in and say, well, we're going to open the garage. I don't want that. That's the only thing that, you know, we're opposed to. Okay. You know, when people sell property today, they do by what they want.
If this is approved, it's for the existing structure and not any additions.
Yeah, because, you know, I've measured the setback, and you say you surveyed it, and they're pretty. I was pretty, you know, sure that was right. And it's been there this many years, until our neighbors brought it to our attention, we didn't know nothing about it. We, you know, so they wanted to. Well, they asked me if I was going. I said, no, I'm not going to go oppose it. But then I wanted to, you know, clear up some questions about it. I just don't want to give somebody a free ticket to do what they want. I mean, if the barns are this many years without, and it's a barn, it's not a garage, not a small, what size is it? Do you know?
24 by 4.
Yeah, it's a good size. It's a good size building. So,
you're just afraid it's going to be a shop or something?
Yeah. Well, I don't want, you know, because we've got all nice homes there now. His mom lives across the road. We just don't want somebody to come out there and start running a business. And that's what I want to be sure of.
Right.
Because the building's been there this many years. And so why object to it now?
Right. Well,
don't
want
to give
that.
Them a free meal ticket to come out there in a nice development,
right,
and just build what they want or start a business.
Well, if we approve this variance, then we can't guarantee what people will use that building for, just like we can't guarantee what they would use the house for.
Well, we just have to take our chances on that. But, I mean, you know, I just didn't want something, because we got a nice-looking development, and everybody gets along. So, but I just want questions cleared up about it. And if, you know, but if you can't do nothing about it, they'd have to come before you or somebody before they did it. If somebody bought it, say he sells it.
Yes, sir.
As long as there's no garage or something opened up in our front yard. Because my front yard does go, goes right beside it, and the our back sideline. So, but that's all, the only thing that I want, just stuff cleared up about it.
All right. So,
that's all I got to say about it.
No, I'll reach her.
Thank you. Thank you. All you want to say is reaffirm that all we're trying to do is clear up the matter that's been there so long to do it correctly to get seek the variance. There's no intent to change it, and Mr. Wright's family lives in the neighborhood, so there's no intent to change anything.
And I own half of the other side. So
he's on the other side of it, Woody owns the property. So he's there's no intent to do anything.
Yeah, I'm not going to put a garage in front of my mother. She'd kill me.
So there's no intent to do that.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10533 for 0.3 foot. Wasn't created by the applicant, and I don't think it altered the central character of the neighborhood as it's been there for many years.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Do you have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 10533? All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.